Blog Talk Radio.
Do you lie awake at night wishing for something better? When you look at your future a year from now, is there a light at the end of that tunnel? Do you feel like you were meant for something more? Opportunity will not come knocking on your door unless you're out there looking for it. How do you do it? Our guests on the Empower Radio Show will be sharing their secret to success. We'll be bringing you authors, speakers, entrepreneurs from many different fields who come from various backgrounds. They will be sharing their stories of success and of early failures. You'll hear about the challenges they faced when they launched their ideas and the creative ways that they overcame obstacles. Our guests will inspire you to find your way down the path to success in this ever-changing world. Jump on board and become empowered.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Empower Radio Show. This is Linda Ballesteros, and I am your host. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'm always honored when you take a little bit of time out of your busy day to spend with me. As you know, I'm bringing you great guests with great information. And, you know, one of the things that is said in the intro is, do you feel like you are meant for something more? And I tell you, my guest today is George Thomas, and he's going to be talking about how to tap into and getting in tune with what you are meant to do and, you know, getting more in alignment with all of that that is rightfully yours. So, but I want to first mention, please follow me on Facebook. I've got a Facebook page where you can go out and see all of my guests and listen to all of the shows right there, and that's Empower Radio. And also on Twitter, be sure to follow me there because I post lots of great tips out there as well. You can email me directly at Empower, and that's the letter M and the word power. I got a little tricky on you there. It's the letter M and the word power, radio show, at gmail.com. So if you have any questions or comments, I'd love to hear from you. If there's a topic in particular that you'd like to hear, shoot me a message, and I'll be happy to see if I can find an expert in that area. So as I mentioned, my guest today is George Thomas, and he is, well, I tell you what, he's a very interesting guy, and he's had a lot of interesting careers. He was in the ballroom dance business. He was a program director and a news director in the Oklahoma City market. He also had a very successful career in sales. In 2009, he actually left that sales career, and he began a very serious study of conscious technologies. Now, don't feel bad if you don't know what that means, because I'm sure there's a lot of us that doesn't know what that means, but I tell you what, I am sure that George will help clarify that for us, because, you know, today he is he's certified as a practitioner of matrix energetics. He's also a practitioner of faster EFT, and he might have a surprise for us today. So I'd like to introduce everyone, George Thomas. Welcome, George.
The crowd goes wild. Hey, Linda.
You know, I need to have that sound effect, don't I, George?
Well, it's
that
great to talk
awesome.
To you again. We haven't
Same
spoken
here.
In gosh, over a year, I guess.
I know. There's been a lot of changes for both of us in that year, and I know that you're doing some great work with some of the energetic practices. And I'll tell you what's interesting for me, George, is because I kind of stand back and watch what's happening with the energy work, and it is really rising, and each modality seems to be so much more effective, and I don't know what that's all about, but I know that what you're doing is a very powerful technique. Tell me just a little bit about how you got into this, because you had a very a variety of positions and careers in the past. What led you to this, George?
Well, the specific act that happened to this is my good friend and mentor, Ray Hodges, came over one night. We were talking about different things, and I mentioned that I had some acid reflux for the past couple of days. Just not pleasant at all. I said, okay, well, let's try this. So he said, okay, stand up here. He got behind me, and he touched two places on my back. Didn't do a lot of other things, and then said, okay, it'll either get better or not. See how that works. I went, okay. Well, it was gone, and it didn't come back. And it's like, wait a minute. Hang on a second. There's people, there's a huge people making thousands of dollars, if not millions, in an industry prescribing prescription medication for this, and you just touched my back in a couple of places, and now it's gone. And that was my introduction to Matrix Energetics. He had been to a seminar. Anyway, to go rapidly forward, I attended my first Level 1 and 2 seminar in 2009, and was hooked because it was amazing, and then began to practice. And then within a couple of years, I'd gone to certification training and wizard training, which is they teach you magic and fun stuff like that. And to jump back to what you were saying in your opening remarks regarding consciousness technology and the fact that modalities and protocols dovetail with one another, the most wonderful thing is to understand Sheldrake's idea of morphogenic fields. A morphic field. And I'd like to take just a second to touch on that for everybody who's not familiar with it, because other old people older than me will remember Roger Bannister broke the 4-minute mile. Well, before he did that, everyone knew, doctors knew, physicians knew that the human body was incapable of running faster than that. You'd either strain a muscle or break something or something, or the lungs would give out or whatever else. It was physically impossible, except that Roger Bannister broke the 4-minute mile. When he did, within months, it was broken again and again, and other people now found it possible, the formerly impossible. Well, when I was very young, I heard this idea that with God, all things are possible, or all things are possible to him that believes, or whatever, however you want to phrase that. And I heard that, and I went, okay, sure. Except in real life, you know, thing. So now I think that, yes, all things are possible. Now, all things are not probable, all things are not likely, but they're all possible. And with the consciousness technology of Matrix Energetics, one does things at a quantum level, which is different than Newtonian physics. It's now quantum physics, and it's you can study the science until you're blue in the face, or you can just learn to allow. And it's learning to allow is the key to this whole deal about getting alignment, et cetera, et cetera. So I appreciate that opportunity to launch there.
So, you know, George, I know that that was a great example of everyone thinking that, you know, the body could not run anything less than the 4-minute mile. But you're certainly not insinuating that we still don't have work to do. I mean, it wasn't like he sat on the sideline and said, you know, I think I'm going to run that 4-minute mile. There's
absolutely
still
not
work that we have to do.
Three things. And this is free on the website. There's the saying that says book one, the first chapter is free. The first chapter, chapter two is free. And basically it says three things. Understand, number one, thoughts become things. Number two, as you believe, so it will be done for you. And number three, faith without works is dead. You got to have action. You must take action, because as one of my teachers once said, you sit on your couch, they'll come take your furniture. You get into action. You got to.
I love that. I love that. Speaking of your website, George, how can people find this information that we're talking about today? What is your website?
Well, iwantjoy.com. It's pretty easy to remember. There's a couple of miraclesforbeginners.com, etc. But if some will either Google or just enter iwantjoy.com, and then there's links to the different protocols that we use. But specifically, as far as reading material and learning, and Gary Craig and Robert G. Smith had both said, hey, guys, learn EFT. You can learn it. Gary Craig has a giant book you can download, which I think might be overkill.
Yeah.
But for those who really want to study and learn all the ins and outs and the whys and wherefores, that's great. However, if you just do it, I'll tell people, anyway, it's www.iwantjoy.com. And I tell people, I've got a car. I go in, I put the key in the ignition and turn it, and it starts. Now, do I know which order the spark plugs fire in? No. Is it 1-4-3-2, 1-3-2-4, 1-2-3-4? I don't know. Now, is it important? Yes, it's important. They need to fire in the right order. But it's not what I need to concern myself with. What I concern myself with is I start it, and then I aim it, I drive it, I use the accelerator and brakes, turn signals, etc. And I just let it go. That's not that important for me to focus on all the minutiae of how it all works. And that was possibly the hugest thing that I learned as far as being effective at Matrix Energetics is don't sit there and worry and fret over, well, what do I do here? What do I do? Because I used to, two things. I used to say, I get out of the way, I help the client get out of the way, and let divinity have its way with it. Now what I say is I get into a state of allowing and help the client get into a state of allowing. Because once we are allowing, we're no longer resisting. And of course, what you resist persists. And if you stop resisting, just allow. And it's not all the bad stuff will come to you. No, because the preponderance of evidence is that the universe or consciousness itself or all that is at the highest level is primarily love, a.k.a. outgoing concern, and that's real. That phrase, God is love, is not just a fairy story.
So, you know, as we are working on ourselves, and it doesn't matter the modality, but today we're talking about Matrix Energetics and specifically Faster EFT. You talked about, and you had mentioned about getting into alignment. Now, as I am working on, I don't know, George, maybe finding the love of my life. You know, we're getting close to Valentine's Day, so maybe there's some folks out there that are looking for the love of their life. Do they have to consciously be aware of, okay, what is my next step? What is my next step? Or does that just kind of unfold as you're doing these techniques?
Excellent question. And there's an excellent answer, and it's more than a just yes or no. Because, as I said before, you thoughts become things, so be careful what you think, what you believe you're going to receive, and take the action. So the idea of consciously monitoring all your thoughts all day long will wear you out, and you'll be a basket case. But the idea of allowing the good stuff that you're wanting to come to you, because the stuff that we want wants us. The stuff, and this is echoed through all sorts of literature, you know, through the ages. The things that we want us. So if we're looking for our soulmate, go ahead, write it down. What are the characteristics you're looking for in a person? Well, they have to be blonde. They absolutely must be blonde. And then go, you know what? This or something better. There's a huge thing that's really, really important in this whole process of getting into alignment. And that is, guess what? You're not in charge of the universe. Really? Mm-hmm. Well, I'm in charge of my part, but there's everybody else. And we share on planet Earth, okay? We share space with all these other humans. And not everybody wants a blonde-haired, blue-eyed, you know, 6-foot-tall Amazon or whatever else, or a 3-foot-tall male from Cambodia. Who knows? But knowing what you want is good, and then allowing that, this is what I want, and if there's something that's better than that for me, not only will I accept that, I'll embrace that. Because we have preconceived ideas from television and movies since we were children and think this is how, you know, Prince Charming and Princess Aurora and so forth. Well, not everybody has that life, and those that seem to may have other things that you really don't want in your life, like the IRS coming after them for not paying their back taxes or whatever. So the idea is, yes, we take action, but the coolest thing, and this is a free bonus, you talked about surprise. I didn't know I was going to talk about this, Nevelize. Learn to Nevelize. Neville Goddard was a teacher on the earth from like the 1930s to the 70s or so. There was a longer period of that, but he gave talks on the West Coast and even had some radio shows. But one can Google that, Neville, N-E-V-I-L-L-E, Goddard, G-O-D-D-A-R-D, and he teaches the same thing that Wayne Dyer teaches. Now, Wayne Dyer says, imagine yourself surrounded by the conditions you want to produce. Now, Jesus of Nazareth said, when you pray, believe that you receive it and you shall have it. And Neville says, the power of assumption. Imagine yourself, and imagination is hugely important. Imagine yourself having what it is that you want, and then what would you do? But how do I, never mind the how. As Mike Dooley says, the how is a domain of the universe. And as we can let go, I need to micromanage the whole process. Okay? Then powerful forces or unseen forces, whatever, they just show up at our aid. It's like I tell the clients all the time. The angels are standing on the sidelines saying, put me in, coach, put me in, I can help. And the coach always answers the same way, says, as soon as they ask. So when we ask, then we have to allow the help to show up to us, allow the relief we want to show up to us, not say, well, it has to come this way. Give you an example in George's life. I wrote this wonderful book out of the blue, right? And I said, okay, this is a great book. That's it. It'll become a bestseller. I'll become independently wealthy and cruise on down the road. And the universe said, not that way, George.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great book. It's a great book. But no, the world isn't ready for it. It might be a bestseller this day. Maybe not in your lifetime. But you can keep going. You're on the right path. And dear love, everything is better. And everything continues to get better. What was the question?
No, you're doing an absolutely fabulous job here, because one thing does lead to the next. And when you were talking about ask for that or better, when I was single, I only wrote down, I didn't write down physical features of my perfect mate. I only wrote down what I wanted to feel like when I was in that relationship. And that was, like you said, emotion is extremely important. What I like to refer it to is, it's like the gas pedal. The more emotion you put into it, positive emotion, obviously, or actually negative, either one's going to get you some results. It may not be the results that you want, so I'd stick with the positive emotions. The more emotions you put in there, then the quicker it will come to you. But little did I know that my perfect mate was going to be Tex-Mex kid that is two inches shorter than me. But if I had painted this knight in shining armor, it wouldn't have matched up. So, you know, folks, when you're listening to what George is saying, just kind of letting go of maybe a preconceived idea of what you have seen on TV that looks like the life you want to live may not necessarily be the perfect one for you. So adding that comment, and I love it, George, where you say this or better.
So you hit on that way you can embrace it. You hit on a huge point with emotion, because emotion does fuel. I tell folks there are four powerful things in the universe. Love, nothing as powerful. It supersedes everything. Number two is emotion, because it fuels the stuff. Actually, number two is intent. I lost my train of thought. Love, intent, emotion, and imagination. But with intent, we guide. It's like aiming a pistol or a rifle. With intent, we aim it. With emotion, we fuel it. Okay. And then with imagination, getting back to Neville Goddard, he says, imagine. In other words, just as you're going to sleep, when you're the veil between the conscious and unconscious is at its slightest, imagine how it feels to have what it is you want. Imagine feeling the new car, or being in an embrace with your newly found love, or whatever it is. Feel that feeling, and then drift off to sleep. And then while you're asleep, your subconscious and all the other forces are go to work for you, and then all that work's done for you while you sleep.
And that's exactly what Wayne Dyer says in his book.
Yep.
I forgot the name of the book. The run just Several recently. Yeah, where he talks about, as you drift off to sleep, then just imagine that world, and it releases it so that all of your guardian angels, spirits, whatever the heck you want to call those folks that hang around and protect you, they work on it overnight, you know?
Yep.
So there is a lot to be said for that. And, you know, folks, we're not talking about religion here, because if you heard what George said, he gave you examples that included Jesus Christ. So the message is the same. It doesn't make any difference which religion you're studying. The message is the same. The mentor, the guru, the master delivering it is different, and the language may be different, but the message is the same. So don't get all wigged out, because we're not talking religion here, but we're just giving an example of how this message is the same no matter where what you believe. So
well, that's why I like the term. That's why I like the term consciousness technologies.
Yeah.
We worked with an avowed atheist here a week or two ago. And guess what? What we did worked for the person. Do you mean they didn't have to believe your religion? No, I don't recommend anybody go to a specific religion. But that's why consciousness technology, that term, is one of the reasons why Wayne Dyer Franklin has the success that he has, is he doesn't beat you over the head with a rock and say, you know, Jesus said this, do this, do this religion, and so forth. Because in his book, you'll see it when you believe it. He covers all this stuff. That's a book I read of his maybe 10 years ago. And it's life-changing because it's the same message. Things work differently than we were taught. You talk about getting into alignment. Things work differently than we were taught. We were taught work hard, study, practice, work, 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 work. Make yourself a plan. Stick to your plan. Don't give up for anything. Well, what if there's a person just outside your door with $100 bills that they really, really want to give to you, and you keep hearing this knock, but no, I'm busy working my plan. You keep hearing this knock. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm giving to, and then you go, and then it's not like the stuff's not there for you. It's that we have to allow it, and that's easier said than done.
Okay, George, let's go back to the word alignment. Tell us a little bit about what does that mean, and
sure.
How the heck can we do it? Because if that's the key to my future, if that's the key to the life I'm supposed to be living, I want to learn it.
Yeah. The how we do it is incrementally. Oh, man. Yeah, because my wet magic wand is still in the shop. We do it incrementally. Okay? So it is, one understands that they have a level of consciousness. In other words, when little children, they think what they think, the way that they think, based on their experiences. And everyone can remember, probably, at some point, hitting puberty. When we became teenagers, we had all these this new information. We had the new way of thinking. The hormones were raging. We had a thought. Our parents suddenly were exceedingly dumb, right? And we passed through this period of time where we knew so much more than we used to that we had to tell everybody else, you people are in the dark ages. No, actually, they've already been through the stuff that you've gone through. Well, as we elevate our consciousness, we come closer. You can think of the Hawkins scale, the map of consciousness. And if people don't know it, they can research David R. Hawkins, MD, PhD, has a flock of books. He kind of popularized muscle testing and kinesiology, which is misunderstood, and I don't want to go into a great deal about it. But he talked about the levels of consciousness. And the way that we get in alignment with the stuff that we want and the stuff that when we get to doing what we're supposed to do, everything gets better. We get healthier. We get happier. We get wealthier. Everything works better. And how do you do it, George? You do it incrementally on purpose. He talked earlier about being consciously practicing something. Consciously practice a couple of things. One is gratitude. It's exceedingly powerful. If one is in the state of appreciation, you're right up there with joy and love. Now, are you saying you should just be grateful for everything? Let me tell you that by a cartoon. Calvin and Hobbes, right? There's this cartoon. And Calvin says, Hobbes, you know, I figured it out. When I get the time that I get sad or unhappy is I think about sad or unhappy things. I've just decided I'm not going to think about those things anymore. More, all I'm going to do is focus on what I enjoy and what's happy. And the tiger says, don't you think that's a foolish and irresponsible way to live? And the kid says, what a beautiful afternoon. Because we can do that. We can focus on purpose. Begin to think on purpose. And you're not going to do this. Most folks aren't going to suddenly overnight go 24/7 focusing on the positive. But if we'll do less evening news, if you'll not just before we go to bed watch how bad things are. Okay? Isn't that clever that they have the evening news on just before we go to bed? Oh, here's something bad that happened. Here's something else bad that happened. By the way, the weather's going to be bad. Here's something else that's bad. And that's jumping around in our unconscious. And then we have a bad day the next day. Why is that? Focus instead on what you got to be grateful for. If folks will get up every morning and pick three things, just three things for which to be grateful. Well, I'm grateful I'm not living under a bridge. Now you're being silly, George. Yeah, I'm being silly. In other words, I'm focusing on a problem person in my life that has terrible breath. What can I do about that? Well, they have bad breath, but at least they have the sense to keep themselves at arm's length. Find something positive about them, even if you happen to kind of fudge a little bit. Because that thinking elevates your thinking, elevates your consciousness, and as we focus more and more on what we're grateful for, by law of magnetic attraction, we draw into our awareness and circumstances more for which to be grateful. It's axiomatic. It's like the law of gravity, except it's more powerful because it even works in outer space. Mm-hmm. Being grateful, mm-hmm. number one. Do that one. And there's other mm-hmm. things to do, too. But if all they do is that one, wonderful, your life will change. You can mm-hmm. watch one of my videos. It talks about, what is it called? You're right, you can get better. I got a YouTube video out there. It spends about 10 minutes, but it tells folks, hey, you're right, because you're going to draw into your awareness and circumstances things that you believe based on your references. Everybody has different references, and everybody proves to themselves by what they see showing up in their lives that, see, I was right. Well, how do you change that? You change that by changing you. You mm-hmm. change yourself into a more appreciative, grateful, joyful, loving person. Be kind to everyone. Well, what if they're jerks? Be kind to them. Well, you know, that's what you say. That's easy. No, it's not easy for me to say. I've practiced this, and I know it works. So do those things. Elevate yourself to love, because in love, guess what? Everything works better. Everything.
You know, George, I also believe that in the beginning, you know, that belief muscle is rather weak, especially mm-hmm. about certain things. So maybe somebody's listening out there, and they have never been good when it comes to picking out the right partner. I mean, they just failed at it every single time. And, of course, you know, there's another whole reason why they're doing that. But if they've decided consciously that they want to make a change, from this point on, I believe I pick the right person. I attract the right person. I have the right person in my life. They may not believe it in the beginning, right, George?
Exactly. 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 It's like if folks are fans of Abraham Hicks, they had, well, shouldn't I think just because it's true? Well, okay, it's also true that there's a lot of bad stuff going on. If you go looking for it, you can find some really, really mm-hmm. bad stuff to give your attention to. Is that useful for you? Not really. If you can't go fix it, what's the point of giving it your attention? Because you're just feeding it energy. Everything is energy. Everything is energy. And for one who is in a habitual pattern of victimhood or not happy or problems or so forth and so on, then telling yourself, everything always works out for me. I attract only love. Things like seem outrageous and outlandish. However, do it. Do it, mm-hmm. and do it, tap and do it, okay, because mm-hmm. tapping is huge. And if we got time, I can walk folks through that. Otherwise, I'm kind of long-winded.
Absolutely. We, in fact, hang on, folks, and, you know, we will be, George will guide us through a short EFT tap in a bit so that you'll get an idea of what to expect from this. But, George, an example of what we were just talking about was when I was in corporate, I had the most arrogant boss out there. He claimed all of the glory for all of the work that anyone that crossed his path made. And mm-hmm. I just started saying every day before I went to work, I have the perfect boss. But I have to tell you, the first couple of weeks, it stuck in my throat. I could hardly get it out. But in a matter of a month, a new job posted, and that was my perfect boss, was the mm-hmm. new job. I applied, got it, and I was right. I did have the perfect boss. So you know, folks, if you're in a relationship, if you're in a job, if you're in a financial situation that is not where you feel like you should be, saying affirmations, and, you know, affirmations, they really get a bad rap because you don't just say it and it happens. It's all about, it's not just about saying it and it appears. It's like George said, he didn't have his magic wand. Well, we don't either, but we do have the ability to raise our vibration, to get into alignment. That is what affirmations will do for you. It puts you into alignment.
It helps develop a habit. What we're doing is we're building a new habit. A habit of being grateful, a habit of being kind, a habit of being friendly, a habit of expecting others to be kind and friendly and courteous to you. I live in a world, Linda, it's amazing. Everyone's always kind to me. Well, that's a pretty broad statement, and it's true. Now, I've practiced for years developing a habitual mindset that's what I attract into my life. And the first week, it doesn't work. It's like people look at one of my teachers said, well, I practiced this positive thinking thing for 3 days, and it didn't work, so I gave up. And I like to tell people, you know, and I'll tell people in a class or in an audit, you know, most of you came in today walking on your hind legs. How many of you really seriously thought when you were infant and crawling, I'm going to get this, if I fall down three more times, I'm going to give up on it, getting on my hind legs and walking like these other people because crawling's working for me. Why don't I just keep doing that? No, you didn't even think about it. You just kept trying and trying. What if you fell 10 times? What if you fell 20 times? What if you fell down 100 times? You got back up and you tried again, and sure enough, Shazam, we can all walk around on our hind legs. Amazing.
Right. Amazing is right. George, one more time, where can people find out more about you, your email address, your website? How can people reach out to you?
IWantJoy.com is the website. Mm-hmm. You can get email to me by emailing George, George, at IWantJoy.com.
Wonderful. George, would you mind walking us through a short little EFT session with those people that are not familiar with it?
Good. Anybody, here's the deal. The same Chinese energy meridians that they identified in acupuncture, okay, the short background, are accessed just by physically tapping on them. So here's the 5 points we're going to tap on. The inside edge of the eyebrow, everybody has one of those. The outside of the eye, not the temple, not the eyeball, but the outside edge of the eye, directly under the eye, if you're looking in a mirror straight down from the pupil. And then we're going to cut straight to the collarbone, okay? And that's bladder, gallbladder, stomach, kidneys. And then the wrist, where we have lung meridian, colon meridian, a whole bunch of others, okay? So we're just going to tap boom, 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 five. Grab the wrist, squeeze it twice, take a big breath, and say peace. So starting out, do follow along with me. Tapping on the inside edge of your eye. Say, everything always works out for me. Say that out loud. Everything always works out for me.
Everything always works out for me.
Tap, tap, tap. Outside of the edge of the eye. Everything always works out for me. Tap, 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 tap.
Everything always works out for me.
Under the eye. The universe has my back.
The universe has my back.
I'm a kidney. I am loved and appreciated. Tap on the collarbone.
I am loved and appreciated.
Take a big breath, squeeze your wrist twice, and say peace.
Peace.
So now we've got the inside edge of the eyebrow, outside of eye, directly under the eye, then the collarbone area, and then the wrist. I say this and tap. I love and approve of myself, tapping above. I love and approve of myself.
I love and
outside
approve
of the
of
eye.
Myself.
I love and approve of myself.
I love and approve
under
of
the
myself.
Eye. Life has meaning for me. Life has meaning for me. Collarbone. I love my life. I love my life.
I love my life.
Big breath, squeeze. And I will tell folks that they'll go to the website. You can click on, there's a link there. There's a, on the left-hand side, it says Faster EFT and Hypnosis. But click on Faster EFT. There's a couple of videos that I make, one for headache, one for backache, and it has the magic words that you can use and explains where the tapping is. So folks can see those, tap along, The only trick to faster EFT is you have to remember to do it. And I'll give you a quick story. This is months ago. Uh-huh. I wake up with a splitting headache. Oh, man. And the aspirin is all the way in the kitchen, and it's too far. But my head hurts so much. And I'm sitting there, and I'm going, hey, dummy, why don't you tap on it? Oh, yeah, okay. I release and let go of this headache. I don't need to have this headache anymore. I release it and let it go. The pain can go away. Peace. And so a couple rounds of tapping, the pain goes down. Everything's better. But you have to remember to use it. And I tease this stuff all the time, so it's kind
right,
of funny.
Right.
But if you use it, it works. It's like you're saying before. You go to the gym, you start working out, you're going to get better muscle tone. You start thinking on purpose, you elevate your thinking. You get in the habit of seeing the positive. You get in the habit of seeing that there is better stuff out there. You know, somebody could walk into my apartment and say, well, this is a mess. And I can look at the same stuff and go, yeah, I know exactly where everything is.
It looks organized to me.
Wonderful. So, folks, again, visit George's website. Easy to remember, iwantjoy.com. You'll see some EFT videos. Check out his book. And, you know, just reach out, because the work that George is doing is life-changing. And if you're listening today and you think, you know, I need some help here. I need some help in living that life that I was meant to live, because I know there's more. I know there's something more. Then George is the guy that can help you find that something more. So, as everybody knows, I have the final three questions that I ask every one of my guests. So, George, if you're ready, I'll ask you these questions.
I'm here.
Good. The first one is, when faced with obstacles, what kept you going?
Initially, fear of death. Okay. That and the fact that I didn't see how not continuing or not going on would be the answer to my problems. And I have had problems, yes. Though it's just not all airy-fairy sweetness in life his whole life, no. I will just tell this story. I lived on beer and popcorn for a while because I was so terribly depressed. But I didn't see how not continuing would be the answer to my problems. And nowadays, the reason, if I'm faced with an obstacle, what keeps me is the work. I love doing the work. I would do it no matter what. And that's what keeps me going at the moment.
Great, great answer in that, because that also proves, there again, folks, the experts that you hear on the Empower Radio Show, it doesn't mean that they have lived this glorious life of money and relationships, and yeah, it doesn't happen that way. Sometimes the only way that the universe, God, whatever name you want to put on that higher source, can get your attention is to kind of hit you upside the head, and that doesn't always feel good. So I love it, George, for you
to
share
that.
I appreciate that.
Let me jump in with this. The universe or conscious or whatever will tickle you with a feather on the side of your cheek very gently, get you to look over to the left, and then incrementally increase the pressure or the evidence until finally it's like, well, take it to the floor and hit him upside the head. And finally we'll catch on. It's what you're supposed to do.
So listen for the whispers is the message here. Listen for the whispers, that little feather.
Oh, you're not.
Pay attention to that feather. So the next question is, other than a coach, who's influenced you the most?
Well, Jesus of Nazareth, because I've learned more recently in life. It's confirmed what he reportedly taught. And I say maybe 10 years old with Wayne Dyer's book, You'll See It When You Believe It. And that was huge for me. But what it did was confirm for me what I'd found years earlier. And when Dr. Hawkins and Neville Goddard and 16 other people say the same things in different words, that's credit Christ consciousness. As you said before, if it comes through this avenue, or through this idiot, what did Gandhi say? Ooh, well, it came from someplace. It wasn't just this little Indian man.
Right. Definitely. Love that. Okay, final question is there one thing that you wish you had known early on that would have saved you time and money that you want to share with our listeners today?
Yeah, I would love to have learned about the way that life really worked that I know now 20, 30 years ago, but I didn't, and it's because I wasn't ready for it. And
right.
As far as for people to do, yes, save some money. okay? So you can invest in yourself, because that's the wisest money you could ever spend, is investing in yourself. And then the practices of forgiveness and gratitude, that's huge. Understanding what forgiveness really is, because it's not, oh, just forgive and forget that. No, that's not, that's misinformation of what they really are and what they really do. And I mean the actual practice of forgiveness and gratitude. You can learn more about this at the website, buy the book. But save the money, invest in yourself, is what I would tell George 20, 30 years ago. Hey, start saving some money, start investing in yourself, because that's what pays off.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, George, I turned 63 this year, and I wish that we had had access to information the way some of the younger generations have today, because we didn't have it at our fingertips. There wasn't the internet. And if you lived away from a large city, you didn't even really have access to a library. So yep. Information is at your fingertips today, folks. So there's really no excuse not to at least be on a search. I am certainly not saying that what we present here today or any other day on Empower Radio Show is the only way. I'm just suggesting that this is a way for you to maybe work past some of your crisis. So,
let me jump in just a second. Let me just
put
what we tell all the clients, do what resonates with you. Not because I told you to it, or you read it on a website someplace, or your friends told you, hey, this guru knows this thing. Do what resonates with you as an individual, because you know within you what works for you and what's best for you.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. George, I tell you what, it just goes by way too fast when you're on the show, and we're going to have to bring you back because there's just too much more that you can share with us. I know, and you know, you're one of my popular guests. I keep getting requests for you, so we're going
to
have to bring you on a regular basis here. So, again, thanks so much. And, George, again, how can people get in touch with you?
Well, ask, because asking, it's given. If you don't ask, you know, finding is reserved for ask, seek, knock. If you don't seek, you won't find. So, if you will, you can Google IWantJoy.com. You can www.IWantJoy.com. Or, if you have a friend, go give them a hug, because you have more oxytocin.
There you go. I love it, George. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. And, you know, folks, we want to just let you know that there are ways for us to get through the day. There's tools, there's techniques that can, will it take all of the ooky stuff away? Nah, probably not. But it might help you by acting as your rain boots as you walk across this ooky stuff. So just keep in mind that, you know, as you listen to our shows, and you might even want to go back and listen to this show again, it's in archive, and there was some great tips that George gave us today. And check out his website. There are videos there. And I think you're going to each time get one more piece of the puzzle that may help you in actually living that life that you were meant to live. Every week I leave you with an Empower thought of the day, and I really didn't know, I don't always know what direction our conversation with the guest is going to go, but it's interesting. Today's just folds right in. So today this is a quote by Henry David Thoreau. As a single footstep will not make a path on the earth, a single thought will not make a pathway in the mind. To make a deep physical path, we walk again and again. To make a deep mental path, we must think over and over again. The kind thought we wish to dominate our lives. Again, that's Henry David Thoreau. I think it fits perfectly with today's conversation with George. Folks, remember to contact me
send me an email, empowerradioshow@gmail.com. That's the letter M, the word power, radioshow@gmail.com. Follow me on Facebook and on Twitter. You're going to see lots of great information out there. And again, George, thank you so much. You're always full of information. And I know that people are walking away knowing that there's something out there that can help. Something as simple as the EFT tapping. Simple, not always easy, folks. Two different things. So,
absolutely.
Again, thank you so much, George. I appreciate it. Folks,
it's
thanks
my pleasure.
So much for joining. And we'll hope to see you next time.
As we close our show today, we want you to know it's time. The time is now for you to cast off the chains of mediocrity and reach for that brass ring. The time is now for taking that giant leap to start a business. Step out of your comfort zone and become the you that you've always dreamed of being. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Empower Radio Show. That's at MPOWERRADIOSHOW. Thank you for being with us today on the Empower Radio Show.